This enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Good morning. It is a Monday, the last Monday actually of July. Just figured that out. I'm like Porky Pig. I just figured that out myself. There we go. I'm so proud of myself. We have got quite the show for you today, so I'm told by producer Porkchop. So take it for what it is. He always says great things, and then sometimes we don't deliver. But we got a lot of people. We got myself, Joe. We got Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop. Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston, holding it down on 92.1 Radio Now. And we got a special guest in studio. If you're in Indianapolis, wow, you definitely know her. You've probably seen her, too. She used to be actually on this radio station. Mackenzie,
yes.
Good morning.
Good
How are
morning.
You?
That was quite the intro. I like that.
The stuttering part? Thank you.
No, my introduction. Good morning. It's Monday. We're all just waking up, right?
So. Yeah. Are you used to getting up this early?
No, I am not. Actually, right. Last night, I couldn't sleep. It was like the first day of school because I didn't want to sleep through that 3:30 alarm. So I kept waking up and waking up and waking up. But I'm here.
Yeah, I kind of fell into that too. I'm like, oh crap, I can't be late if somebody's here. And of course I was, so that's fun. Let's go around the room, see how our weekends were. Liv the Web Girl, how was your weekend? Is your microphone? Oh wait, look it, it's fixed now. Go ahead.
It was literally so much fun. I was back in my college town, so I saw all of my friends who I haven't seen in so long. And it was my best friend's. It's my best friend's birthday coming up this week. So we had a beer Olympics for her birthday party. And it was literally just such a blast. And I dominated, and not going to lie.
So beer Olympics, what does that entail?
So there were 5 teams of 5. And there were, I think, 6 or 7 different events. One of them was shotgunning, which was like a relay. That was a timed race. Another one was beer pong. We had Civil War. We had boat races. We
Dang.
Had ice tray. We had dizzy bat. And then we had boom. And those were all the events. And so we added up the score based on like the rank you would come in, which was based off of either time or how far like you hit the beer can for dizzy bat or different things like that. Like how many cups you had left in beer pong.
Hey, Liv.
Yeah.
Don't you think you're getting a little too old for that now?
Well, yeah. She's like, I feel sick today, guys. I'm like, well, I wonder why. You drank yourself silly.
I'm impressed.
Honestly, I honestly only had like, I think, 5 beers during Beer Olympics.
Were you the oldest one there?
No, not at all.
And what kind of beer? Are you
the youngest
picky?
One there, actually.
What kind of beer?
Are you picky?
I drank Corona.
Okay.
Because it's gluten-free. Everyone else, they had a keg of Miller Lite, and then they had, I think, 3 30 racks of Bud Light. We actually ended up running out of beer. And so then the guy who owns the house that we were at, Beth, he's a dentist actually, and he got his brother who lives like just like 3 doors down in the same neighborhood to ride his bike up to the gas station to get another 18 pack of beer and then like ride it back over. So
you guys,
could do the last
you guys
race.
Do know there's Uber, so you don't have to be like a third grader on a bicycle. You
but
can Uber
he lives
it.
Very close, and his brother's super into biking, so that's like basically the only way that he could convince
right,
him to go.
So
this is a big deal.
We have an athlete on the show.
Literally huge. Yes. Oh my gosh. And also, we went to the bars afterward later that night.
Whoa.
We all had our medals on. And I told them that we were Olympic pole vaulters, and we got in the bar for free. We didn't have to pay cover because they
believed us. Because
you
had your medals on. You're like, see, it's legit.
Yes, our Walgreens
like saying,
medals.
That's like saying you're military or something and you're not. Like, you just claim to be an Olympic athlete for the United States of America.
Well, I said that we had just won a national competition that day. But yeah, I did. And hey, you know what? I saved $5. So what's up?
All right, Pork Chop, how was your weekend? Did you win any athletic events?
I'm sure you're going to talk about that, so I'll save that for you, Joe. Okay. But my weekend was good. My boyfriend Chase was up for the weekend because, you know, he's off from his pipeline job, but he went back. So, yeah, we had a nice relaxing weekend. I worked. I made some good money at the steakhouse, so...
I felt bad that you guys have such like a long distance because I've known Porkchop for a long time and I know Chase and they have an awesome relationship, but you won't see him again till like Labor Day.
Yeah.
Is that so hard?
Yeah. But I mean, it's good money and we need it right now. So
yeah. Is that when you're proposing, like around Labor Day, or when are you going to lock it down?
Oh, maybe.
Let me help.
I don't know. No, no. Okay.
I love I love romance. So in any way, let me help.
Okay.
All right. And Mackenzie, how was your weekend?
It was awesome. So I went to my first boxing match. So I just arrived last night. Okay. So I went to Dallas for the weekend.
Okay.
And I'm not a huge, I just wanted to go for the experience. So it was Jose Ramirez. He took on, it was my first, it was like a lightweight. So Maurice Hooker, and they had this big match in Arlington. So I flew to Dallas, went to the match, and sat ringside, which was really cool.
Did you get blood on your face or anything cool,
no,
or sweat?
So I did not. I wanted a knockout, but they went six rounds, mm-hmm. which was, but they didn't. He didn't actually go to the floor. Like I wanted Rocky like style. He was down, but I sat behind.
Yo, McKenzie.
But I sat behind the Jose's wife and his family, so that was intimidating. So could you imagine your wife watching you just get pelted in the face and just up against the ropes?
You better not cheer for the other guy.
No, exactly. I was into it. It was quite the experience.
They'll start fighting.
I did not realize, though. So they have like 9 fights. There's so many fights before the main event. So they really didn't start till like 11. And the weigh-ins were crazy. So they both only weighed like 140 pounds.
Jeez.
And the day before, literally a dude took off his shorts just to make weight. Mm-hmm. He lost 7 pounds in one day. He drank like gallons and gallons of water just to like make that weight. And our guy won, Jose Ramirez, so it was cool. We got to party with him afterwards, and it was awesome. Highly recommend taking in a boxing match.
That is cool. I wish I knew how to box. I do some boxing stuff at Title Boxing Club Glendale.
That's right. I've seen you.
I have a hard time with the boxing bag, and it doesn't even really move, so I don't know how the real professionals do it. Now, my weekend was not as intense as yours, Mackenzie. It was not as alcohol-induced as Live the Web Girls, but it was athletic, and that was me doing something I think I'm done doing. Honestly, I'm quitting now. I did some disc golf with producer Pork Chop. You don't know what that mm-hmm. is. It's kind of like a frisbee, but it's like a little disc. You throw it like regular golf at like a target. You're trying to make it in this cage. And Pork Chop, for whatever reason, he's a rule bender, Liv. I can see why you don't like playing tennis with him anymore.
Rule bender?
Wait, this doesn't seem like him, because usually he's like a stickler for the
rules. No, because Pork Chop is like, well, that doesn't count, because like in golf, if you hit the water or you go out of bounds, it's called a penalty stroke. Same thing in disc golf. Like
He won't even let me finish. And Joe's like, oh, that's extra, one strike.
I don't think I yelled it like that, but me and Chad were like, all right, well, that's a penalty, because he's saying how good he is and how he's going to beat everybody.
Have you played a lot?
I've played like 5 times in my life.
And is this your first time, Joe?
No, I probably I played more than that, but it's just probably the first time of the year that we got going last week, and I beat him really good, like 9 strokes last time.
Here's the thing about Pork Chop. He is so sweet. He is so nice. He's our friendly little man here.
Mackenzie only knows one side of him.
He is the biggest sore loser I have ever met.
That's not true at all.
In my life.
I was not a sore loser, was I, Joe?
Well, it was interesting. Chad and I talked about maybe going without you next time.
What was that? It was interesting.
It was very interesting. Well, hey, you can let us know how your weekend was. Get things going. Radio Now AM show. You can send us a tweet or give us a call anytime. 833-563-2539.
Oh, I love trash. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Meek Mill was performing Saturday night at a nightclub called Noto in Philadelphia, where he brought out his 9-year-old son, Rameek, to take the mic and freestyle.
And he brought down some cars. They got a red, little
band. Okay, get your bars up, man. Everything you get your hands on, people, right? You can't be slamming, people, right? Get your bars up. Ready for your next song. Make some noise
for
my son popping in the building
one time. Hold on a second here. What did he rap? I heard nothing. I challenged Meek Mill's son to a rap battle.
Oh, yeah. You think that you can take a 9-year-old?
Yes,
how brave of you, Joe.
9? Okay.
So what? Yeah. I could take him. I used to be in a hip-hop group.
So brave
you
of you.
You were in a hip-hop group?
Yes.
What was the name?
It was called the Inkling Crew. I was DJ Papa Pesh / MC Papa Pesh. We had hits. We sold 500 CDs in our high school.
LOL. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. Post Malone revealed his next album is done. Last week, he told the crowd during his headlining set in Wyoming that he was in the studio for the last 3 days and his new album is pretty blank out of sight. So it's good. Post didn't say when the new album would be released or when he would share a new single. He released his sophomore album, Beer Bongs and Bentleys, in April 2018. I am so ready for this album. I cannot wait. I've been waiting for new music by Post Malone. Jessica Alba's Twitter account was hacked early Sunday morning. Screenshots show racist, homophobic, anti-Semitic, and other offensive tweets apparently sent out from Alba's account. The messages included slurs, among other things. Praised Hitler, saying he did nothing wrong, and just very awful things. Accused handicapped people for being involved in 9/11. It was just disgusting.
This is Jessica Alba?
Wow. Yeah, yeah. The tweets have since been deleted. The most recent tweet posted to her account now is from July 20th. The actress and Honest Company founder has had not tweeted about the incident or has like discussed the incident since it's happened.
I wish somebody would take over my account. That way someone actually would want to go view it and check it out. Like, you see what Joe did?
Porkchop, do you remember when somebody was pretending to be me on a dating site? And it is terrifying because you're like, what is this fake McKinsey saying
to people? Another thing I want. I want somebody to pretend to be me online for a dating profile.
No.
You don't understand, McKinsey. I have like 2 followers, so 3 would be great.
Mark Wahlberg has signed on to star in Arthur the King, A True Life Adventure Story. The project will adapt the Mikhail Lindnork book, Arthur, The Dog Who Crossed the Jungle to Find a Home, which told the true story of a Swedish adventure racer who won the hearts of millions when he and his team adopted Arthur, a badly wounded but big-hearted stray dog who tagged along with the team during an epic endurance race in Ecuador. He decided to adopt the dog and bring him back to Sweden. So Wahlberg will obviously play Lindorn, the main driver. He's been doing a lot of like heartwarming movies.
Well, he's
lately.
A dad. He's got a family, right?
Yeah, he's got a ton. He's got like 4 kids. He's Catholic.
Four?
He's been married to Rhea forever.
I didn't know he had 4 kids. My goodness. Good for him.
No okay. Dad bod, though. He's
I
still
know.
Rocking
he
it.
Still has a nice bod.
I live the web girl with the garbage this morning. Thank you so much. Good morning. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, our technical producer Lenny Bree, and hanging out with us all this week. Good friend, actually. Porkchop used to work with her, but you know her. She used to work here on Radio Now. She's on TV commercials all the time. Mackenzie, hey, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. This is so cool because this is actually my old studio. So it's like my old home away from home, and really, nothing's changed.
No. Literally, nothing has changed.
I went to the ladies' room. I'm like, this looks exactly as I remember it many, many years ago. I love it.
I saw this in Indy Star up here in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I actually found some stuff too for Texas because we're on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana, and Houston, Texas, and they are funny names for, I guess, cities in the state. Let's go with Indiana here. Anybody ever heard of Floyd's Knob? To me, that's like just like a childish. That sounds really funny to
yes,
me.
Yes, that's like almost close to where I went to college.
Liv, do you know how it got its name?
No.
Like, what's it named after? Floyd's Knob is named after, I guess, in honor of Colonel David Davis Floyd of Jeffersonville in the hills of the knobs of the area. So that's where they came that one.
I feel like the word knob is just...
That's
funny.
What I was thinking, too. That's where I was laughing at the knob.
The knob.
This one sounds fake, but they're saying it's true. There's a place in Indiana called Mudsock, M-U-D-S-O-C-K. Any idea where they got Mudsock from?
Because it's so muddy that all your socks get super muddy.
Close, but no. Mackenzie, you got a guess?
Mudsock. No, I don't.
That kind of sounds dirty, too.
Yeah, it does. Or isn't that like a dessert?
I forgot toilet paper. Dessert? Give me the mudsock.
You know what that sounds like? Dudes would be like, hoo, hoo, hoo. And I'd be like, what does that mean? And it's probably something dirty, but I don't know what it is.
Exactly.
Mudsock.
Have you been mudsocked?
That sounds like a teenage bully
name. I don't know what
name.
That means.
I mudsocked him, yeah. No, I guess plagued by muddy, marshy terrain, folks there put socks on their shoes to keep them clean. I don't believe that. I feel like that's something made up. Who back in the day, when you probably had like one pair of socks, like, well, I don't want to get my white tennies all ruined.
Wait, I feel like that makes sense. I'd rather ruin my socks than my shoes. Socks are so cheap.
So you wear 2 pairs of socks then? You have like your inside socks and then your outerwear
socks? Socks, yeah.
That's a lot of effort.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. I thought this was fake till I actually lived in Indiana, but Santa Claus, Indiana, does anybody know how they got that name?
Because Holiday World is there.
Yes.
Which is a Santa Christmas themed amusement park.
That would make a good guess, but according to this, they say the people in Santa Fe and Spencer County were told to choose another name for their town because the name was already taken. I guess this news came around Christmas time, so they settled on Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? Okay, I've never been there. I want to take my little girl,
Lucy. Oh, you have not?
To Holiday World. We're going to go for our first time.
It's a big amusement park.
2 weeks. I can't wait. You know that's the home of Jay Cutler?
Did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Yes.
What?
Mm-hmm. A little fun fact for you.
I heard a rumor, too, that at Holiday World, you get free soda refills.
I heard that is true as well.
You do. Carbonation's king. And finally, I don't know history behind the name, but there's a place in Indiana. I thought a pork chop on this one. It's called Gnawbone.
Like you're not on a bone.
Gnae.
He's giving you a really weird look right now.
He does it a lot, actually. It's like he's broken. Are you okay? Your mic's on.
I don't know. Gnaw bone?
That kind of sounds like gnaw bone.
Like gnaw bone?
Yeah. Would you be embarrassed to say you were from there?
No,
gnaw bone. I'm Joe from Gnaw bone.
Honestly, that would make sense. Like, I could see that. Joe's from Gnaw bone.
Honestly, it's an instant conversation starter.
Let's go to Texas here. There's some funny names down there, too. There's a city in Texas called Kermit, just like the frog.
Fun.
How do you think they got their name? Any guesses here?
The guy who invented Kermit the Frog lived there.
No, it was actually the town was named for Kermit Roosevelt. I guess that was the son of President Theodore Roosevelt. That's where they came up with that one.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Let's
who
see
would
here.
Name their child Kermit?
Well, like they did it in honor. I don't know. Where did Kermit the Frog come from?
I know, but that's a cartoon. Like, who would actually name their son Kermit?
Here's the good thing. There won't be, like, six Kermits in a class. Yeah, okay, so, like, very unique.
No. Kermit Jr.? Kermit the Second?
Kermit B. Yeah.
Kermit, I love you. Okay, there's a place in Texas called Ding Dong. Once again, childish, but any idea how I could be? Keep it clean. How they got the name Ding Dong, Texas?
Like the delicious hostess treat?
That honestly would be amazing. I'd love to go to like Twinkie, Texas.
I was going
to
say something a little bit dirtier.
Of course you would. Ding Dong is in Central Texas. I guess in the early 1930s, there was Zulus Bell and Burt Bell, so two bells, and a creative painter made a sign featuring two bells with Ding Dong in the middle featuring, I guess, their little fire department, and the name stuck because there was a bell over here and a bell over there, and what do bells do? Ding Dong. And that's how I came up with it.
That's cute.
We're learning so much this morning.
We
are.
And then some honorable mentions I wanted to give out to some other cities in Texas. There's Bigfoot, Texas.
Ooh, everything's bigger in Texas. I was just there. And it's true.
And the one question Mackenzie was asking me, another city where I'd be proud to say I'm from, people would believe it, Nimrod, Texas. Nimrod, Texas. It is time for Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. At just 16 years old, this kid, well, he can tell his mom and dad what's up. This kid's name is Kyle. He lives here in America, and his dream was to be a millionaire. Well, guess what? He just did it by playing video games. The teen is from Pennsylvania. He just took home $3 million. I'll never make $3 million in my life.
And what game was it?
Fortnite World Cup, Mackenzie.
Wow. $3 million.
Fortnite World Cup. They did this in New York City on Sunday. He managed to beat out 99 of the world's best players to claim the top dollar prize. Oh, my gosh.
Have you ever tried to play Fortnite?
Yeah, with my little brother, Michael.
It's so hard.
I can't.
But it's the hotness right now. I mean, that's the hottest game,
yes,
right?
It is. It's so freaking hard. So, honestly, like, he deserves that $3 million.
Have you ever gotten a kill in Fortnite, Liv?
No. Absolutely not.
I would feel guilty now telling your kid, like, don't be so lazy. Stop playing video games. Because, obviously, this kid is doing something right.
8 hours a day, though. I don't even like working 8 hours a day, let alone a video game.
Too much.
But props for him. What else we got here? You might have heard of this song before. Baby Shark.
Yes. You're going to have this in your head all day long now.
Baby Shark. It's being turned into a cereal. Is there anything that can't be done? Yeah. They announced on Friday, Kellogg's did it. They're releasing a cereal in partnership with Pinkfong, the Korean entertainment brand that created the song, that kids do, Baby Shark.
Yes.
It's limited edition, though. It's going to be berry-flavored loops and yummy marbits. Am I missing something here?
What's a marbit?
I don't know.
Maybe that's what sharks eat in the ocean.
This is genius. It really is.
Now, here's the catch, though. Does anybody have a Sam's Club card? Because that's where it's going to be available at.
Oh, exclusively.
Yeah, see, I don't have a Sam's Club card.
No,
but you want one now.
Costco is the new Sam's.
Okay, well, we got to get up in there. August 17th is when it comes out. Supplies will be limited. Now, this is just awesome. A North Carolina man, you have to see this, by the way, on our website, surprised his Amazon-loving wife with a birthday cake in the shape of an Amazon box. It legit looks just like an Amazon box when you see this.
Yes.
Like, that's a cake. You wouldn't even realize it till he cuts into it.
That would be the best surprise
that's
ever.
That's so funny and cute.
I get depressed when I don't have something coming from Amazon. It's like, oh.
I get depressed when I come home and it's like, my Alexa has a notification that there's something there. Like, every day my wife gets something dropped off. And yeah. I don't even know anymore what's being dropped off. And I don't even know if I'm paying for it.
Dude, your wife is probably saving so much money, though, that you don't even know. Everything is cheaper on Amazon.
There you go.
Okay.
Look at it that way.
Well, she's buying shoes. She needs to stop because we have plenty of those. The cake was brown and even included frosting in the shape of an address label. The label included the wife's name and the address 1234 Birthday Lane. It was created by a bakery in North Carolina. And like I said, you're going to have to see this on our Instagram. We'll put a swipe up link for Joe's Need to Know News. Today's a special day. It's National Chicken Wing Day. Now, let me ask everybody here, are we bone in or bone out? Like, are we boneless or traditional?
I say boneless.
Boneless.
Ooh. I say bone in.
I'm bone in too.
I'm bone out.
I used to be bone out, but now I'm bone in.
See, not that boneless are bad, but boneless are basically just dipped chicken nuggets.
True that.
You know?
Yes.
Bone in takes too much work.
That's because you don't know how to eat them.
And
what's
you're
the
lazy.
Proper way to eat them?
I'm just kidding.
Now, I'm not an expert here, but like the drumstick's the easiest one. You can just gnaw around that. But the actual like wing, it's really easy. You can twist it. The whole idea is just to pull out the one bone. You suck the meat off it. Then the other thing, you have the whole thing. What do you mean, eh? Pork chop's like, oh, one more step besides chewing. Too much work for me.
Yeah, I just want to inhale the wing.
That's to be honest, I don't even think I've had a wing probably in like 6 years.
I know, same. And I'm thinking that'd be the worst thing to eat on a date.
Oh,
I mean,
awful.
It'd be so messy and just...
All right, well, hey, everybody, happy National Chicken Wing Day. It's endorsed by everybody here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. And finally, I don't know where people come up with this stuff, but I love being able to play the audio. There's this Lion King duet a man does with his donkey, and it's gone viral. The guy's name is Travis Kinley.
Wait, did you say donkey?
Yeah, he's got like a donkey. Like, hee-haw, hee-haw. The guy's name is Travis Kinley. He stood in a pasture with a horse and a donkey named Nathan. Kind of a weird name for a donkey. I'm gonna call you Nathan. And I guess they kind of sang the opening line of Circle of Life. Check this out. Sounds like Liv singing right there in the background.
Hey. Beautiful.
You can check all this out online. Just go and see it. It's Joe's Need to Know News. Good morning. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. And so excited. We just started this last week, so it's brand new. Yeah, smells new. We do a little thing here called Song of the Day. And by the way, I want to go around the room and introduce everybody. My name, Joe. We got Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop. We got a technical producer in Houston, Lenny Bree. And you would definitely recognize her. Mackenzie, you're on TV everywhere. Let's see here. Andy Moore, is there anywhere else that you endorse that we might see commercials here in Indiana?
No, just that would be it here in Indy. The Andy Moore Girl. I've done that for several years. Thanks you guys for having me.
This is so
fun to hang out.
Thanks for hanging out. And it's a fun thing. It's like you're from here and you're actually used to work with Porkchop. It's like just hanging out with our friends all day today.
Yes, so. He was out on the West Coast with me.
Joe thinks it's called Oregon.
Oh, you say Oregon? They would not be happy with you out there.
Yeah, Mackenzie Oregon. And I worked together in Portland, Oregon in 2015.
Well, I played when I grew up. It was the Oregon Trail.
Oh,
so.
Yes.
Whatever. You guys play your game, say your state wrong.
But it's
either
great
way.
To be home because I grew up in Indy. So.
All right. Now, one thing that you guys used to play and we just started doing recently is the Song of the Day. In Porkchop, if people are brand new, or maybe if your name's Joe and you forget how this thing works and you don't want to sound dumb, explain how Song of the Day works for everybody listening right now because they're going to make a decision, right?
Yeah, so basically it's an intense battle between Joe, Liv, and me, Porkchop, and we're going to invite Mackenzie to play today, too.
It's on, yes.
So we all have a song in our head right now that there's a reason that we want this song to be played on the air. And let's see how well you can sell that you want that song to play because everyone listening is going to vote by calling and texting.
And I mean, we take this very seriously. You have a lot of pride if your song gets selected as the song of the day.
Well, trust me, I've been butthurt for two times out and I have not won.
You've lost every time?
Every time by like discouraging amounts of like 18% of the vote.
That's because
I feel like I'm a third party candidate in the political process.
That's because on Friday, guess what his song was?
What was your choice?
Rebecca Black Friday.
It's like, a Friday song!
And that's the worst song ever.
Friday.
It's one of its kind, so I'll give you that. And it was the theme Friday.
Yeah, I know. Come on, guys. All right, well, then let's go around the room here. Pork Chop, you want me to kick it off, or who's going to kick it off today for Song of the Day?
Yeah, let's see how you kick it off, Joe.
Okay, well, listen up, guys. If you didn't know this, I'm from the Mitten State. What's that? Well, look at your right hand. You can make a mitten. It's Michigan. Who's from there? Well, one of the greatest rappers of all time who often inspires people. Music nowadays puts out, so-so, not what it used to be. Bottom line is this. This song was an anthem for me. I grew up near a trailer park, okay? The song starts out talking about two trailer park girls on the outside. Mm. And I feel like it's just a fun, high-energy song to kick off your Monday morning. I went with Eminem, Without Me, because that's how the show would be. Without Me, that's what it'd be like.
This looks like on top of me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so
I feel like today will be the song where people realize I have the best choice.
Solid choice.
So empty without me.
That's remember, strong, Joe.
Remember
That's
when
strong.
I was on vacation for like a month and we thought I got fired?
Yeah, it was great. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
All right, Liv the Web Girl, what musical audio will you grace us with today?
Okay, so I just had a weekend with all of my friends from college. It was like a total girls weekend for the most of it. And what better song to jam out with your girlfriends than a song kind of hating on boys and love. So that's my inspiration for this song after my past kind of girls weekend. It's Seven Things by Miley Cyrus.
The seven things I hate about you. The seven things I hate about
Are there problems in your relationship?
No.
Are you single?
Honestly,
now?
That song is so good that if like as an excuse to play it, sure, I'll say that there's problems.
Okay, cool.
I forgot that song existed.
I love that song.
A nice choice.
Pork Chop, what song do you have today for the song of the day?
So as we mentioned earlier, Joe, you and I played disc golf yesterday.
Yeah, stomped you again.
And it was hot. It was 91 degrees here in Indianapolis, and today in Indianapolis, it's going to be 88, and in Houston, it's going to be 95.
Whoa, swamp ass.
I got a little red in the face. I don't know if you could tell. I didn't put sunscreen on until we were already there for an hour, so I'm just radiating heat, and it's hot, and it's going to be a hot day, so what song do you think I'm picking? Hot in Here.
Yes.
Can't nobody stop the juice, so baby, tell me what's the use.
Shirt back on.
Yeah, no, I didn't know you had your nipples pierced. Wow.
Yeah, wow. Right. We're really getting to know you this morning.
No kidding. I never seen that up close and personal. That's an interesting choice.
Yes.
All right, Mackenzie, you used to do this all the time, but now that you have a chance here on the show, what are you going with today for Song of the Day? Go ahead and hear your little pitch.
All right, my pitch is it's Monday. You're probably dragging. You're tired. Maybe you don't want to go to work today, so we got to get you pumped up. You know the words. Possibly you had a dance made up to it, a little salt and pepper. Peppa, push it.
Salt and pepper's here, we're in a fit. Want you to push it back. Cooling by day, then at night. Working up a sweat. Come on, girl, let's go. Show the guys that we know how to be cold. Number one in a hot body show.
Yeah, get you going this morning.
All right, Woo! Wow. Now listen, there are so many options out there, and this is what you got to do. You need to go onto your phone safely and text the word song, that's S-O-N-G, to this number. Yeah, we have a new texting thing set up for the voting. 52140. I'll repeat that again. You're going to text the word song, S-O-N-G, as in what song you want to be heard, 52140. You can also hit up our Twitter, Radio Now AM Show, and cast a vote there. And you can also give us a call, old school style right there, 833-563-2539. Pork Chop's already smoking on fire over there.
He's calculating.
He's tallying up. Are you okay, bud?
Yes.
I'm okay. I'm answering phones, Joe.
calculating all of the answers. That's how you can do it. All right, the song is over, which means our polls are closed right now. Twitter, Radio Now AM Show, the voting has stopped on there. Texting us this morning at the brand new way we have it. Make sure you save our number in there so you can do it again. 52140, that's 52140. You will do it tomorrow. Text the word song to that, and you can be part of the song of the day. It's a brand new way for you to be interactive on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. What are the results, Porkchop? Plus, we had phone calls, too.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Coming in last place.
Oh, no.
Wait, do you have the Twitter poll?
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes.
Contributing? Okay.
With 14% of the votes, Porkchop.
Oh, no.
Loser. Okay. No surprise there. 14%. No,
I'm surprised. That was a good choice.
Was it, though?
Coming in third place with 18% of the vote. Mackenzie, push it.
Oh! Welcome to my world. I'm already happy even if I don't win because I've never gotten it above 18%.
No, push it. All right.
Coming in second with 20% of the vote, Liv, Seven Things.
Why?
Yeah.
Oh, no!
With 48% of the vote, Joe is the winner.
All right. All my Trailer Park Girls, here you go.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Dolly Parton surprised people who were at Newport Folk Festival when she joined Brandi Carlile, Sheryl Crow, and Maren Morris out on stage for a performance that was mysteriously called The Collaboration.
Dolly still got it. How old do you guys think she is?
Oh, she's got to be like, what, 78?
No, I was going to say 64.
80.
73.
Ooh.
Wow.
But she's still got it going on.
Wow, she really does.
Love Dolly.
Camila Morrone, a.k.a. Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend, was slammed after posting an Instagram photo comparing their romance to that of two Hollywood icons. 22-year-old Morrone said, "A love like this," alongside a photo of Lauren Bacall and Humphrey Bogart, who were 25 years apart. DiCaprio is 44. Nasty replies included, "Yeah, that's her icon because Lauren liked her men 25 years older, famous and ultra rich, just like Camila likes her Leonardo." Another person said, "You only have a couple more years before he dumps you, girl." Someone else said, "Oh, please, what he has with you is not love. He is using you." Ouch.
Why is everybody hating on
us? Ouch. DiCaprio has never had a girlfriend over 25, per USA Today. Morrone replied, "I just read some of the comments on my Instagram, and my God, people are so mean and full of anger with people that they know nothing about. I guess I just hope on this Friday that people learn to live with a little less hatred and place their time and interest elsewhere, because living without hatred feels pretty good." She and DiCaprio have been together for over a year and might be considering marriage.
Wait, what? They've been together for over a year?
Yes. A source says they're very serious. Everyone is saying that marriage could be soon for them.
That's like 7 years in Leo time, like dog years.
I mean, literally, the dude takes a Victoria's Secret catalog. It's like, yep, that's the next one.
Date her.
YouTube stars Jake Paul and Tana Mongeau tied the knot in Las Vegas on Sunday, July 28th. Paul and Mongeau exchanged vows, and yes, the ceremony was filmed by MTV for an upcoming show. I will definitely be watching that. The bride was dressed in a body-hugging strapless white lace-covered gown with the matching veil, while the groom wore a white tux, black shirt, and tie and a hat. Hours before the nuptials, Mongeau posted an 8-minute-long YouTube video titled, "I Love You, Jake Paul." Paul and Mongeau were first linked in May 2019, and their wedding follows the pair's surprise engagement in June. Mongeau was in a year-long relationship with actress Bella Thorne before they called it quits in February. She also linked to fellow YouTube star Brad Sosa, but she accused him of cheating in a viral video posted in April. Jake, for his part, was previously linked to YouTubers Tessa Brooks and Alyssa Violet and model Erica Costell. I'm going to say a year. Maybe this marriage will last a year.
What is today with Liv the Web Girl hating on every relationship?
I'm not hating on them,
That's
but I am
relationships
not.
You're
Jake Paul is problematic. Jake Paul is absolutely problematic. You know,
but
I'm just saying.
He found a good girl now, so he's going to settle
down
and be
saying,
good.
He's problematic. What if Paltrow was in an interview and talked about what it's like to be aging in an industry where your image is everything?
It's a weird thing to be, I don't mean in a pejorative way, objectified, but, you know, like cast as something and put in a box. And then I think when you come to age, if you have this broad identity as that, like, what does it mean to
get alter.
Wrinkles and like get closer to menopause and all these things? And it's like, what happens to your identity as a woman if you're not f***able and beautiful?
Yeah. Whoa. I was not expecting that last
question.
When are
you dropping the F-bomb?
Yes. And to be fair, ladies, you're always blankable.
Lil Nas X has asked about what he'll do if Old Town Road hits number one again for the 17th week in a row, breaking the record that's currently set by Justin Bieber and Mariah Carey.
You know, instead of doing my usual crying in the bathtub for 5 hours, I'm going to cut it down to 3. I may buy Mariah Carey some roses and send them to her. I love her.
Live the web girl with the garbage. Thank you so much with that.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of 3 bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The East Area Rapist. Just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
The reason we do Murder Monday is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give out tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Take down this number. You never know when you're going to need it. 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Live the Web Grill. What are you doing today for Murder Monday?
Today, I'm talking about the stories of Dolores De La Penna. So our story starts on the night of July 11th, 1972. Dolores De La Penna was 17 years old and was on her way home from hanging out with her friends and eagerly trying to make it in time for her midnight curfew. Although, she never did make it back to her home in the suburbs of Philadelphia. Dolores had just graduated high school with honors and had plans to work at a nearby hospital starting in the fall as an X-ray technician. During that summer, her parents gave her money to rent an apartment in Wildwood Crest, New Jersey, along with 3 other girls as a last summer fun before adulthood began for them. She confided in her 19-year-old older brother that the apartment wasn't as fun as she hoped it would be. She tried to stay out of the apartment as much as she could. She found out her parents were planning a trip to Disney World and insisted on going so she could get some time away from her summer apartment. And despite not enjoying her time there, she had plans to return to the summer getaway when she got back from Disney. On July 11th, the day after they got back, she decided to go out with her friend and go over to her friend's fiance's house. On the way back, Dolores and her friend took a train together, but they parted ways when Dolores took the trolley that would take her back to her parents' place. The trolley driver remembered picking her up and said that she was ducking down below the windows until he dropped her off at her stop around 11:50 to 11:55 p.m. The police suggested that she could have been hiding from a car that was driving behind them, but the trolley driver did not recall anyone following them. Once she got off the trolley, she was only 4 blocks away from her parents' house. When she didn't come home, the De La Penna family called the police. The police days later went door to door interviewing 35 different family members, neighbors, and loved ones. Several neighbors told the police that they had heard screams on the night of July 11th around midnight, and 6 neighbors said they even witnessed the abduction firsthand. All 6 witnesses had different stories. One claims they saw one man, another says there were 3 men. Some say that she was dragged across the street, and another resident said she was stuffed into a car. Even with all 6 of these eyewitnesses, none of them called the police. Some said they thought it was a domestic dispute, and others said they were simply too scared to. The police found spots of blood on the pavement about a block away from Dolores' home, along with her jacket and her crucifix. And despite all the evidence, police didn't have a lot of clues of what happened and didn't have any leads. They didn't have any suspects, and they weren't sure if she was taken by someone she knew or if it was a random person. It wasn't until July 22nd, 11 days after Dolores went missing, that her body was found. Well, part of it. While a man was walking his dog in the woods about 50 miles from where the De La Penna family lived, he found the arms and torso of a female's body. Ugh. The arms were not attached to the torso, and the head and legs were nowhere to be found. He found the remains only 15 feet from an intersection, indicating someone had dumped the body parts in a car and sped away. The torso was badly mutilated and decomposed. The innards were removed, and there was an additional wound to the center of her chest.
Ugh.
The hands were mangled, and the pads of the fingers were carefully sliced off so she couldn't be identified by fingertip.
Okay.
This is horrific.
I need like a breakfast warning next time.
Yes, sorry, guys.
Too many details.
I'm sorry. It's Murder Monday. I feel like you could always expect that. A doctor took a scan of the spine of the body that was found and compared it to Dolores' spine from a scan she had done 2 years prior. The spines were an identical match, and they realized that they found part of the body of 17-year-old Dolores De La Penna. An autopsy revealed that she had been dead for 2 weeks. At this time, friends who were silent before started coming forward to talk about the case and discuss what was happening in that New Jersey apartment that had Dolores so uneasy. When we come back, I will tell you what was going on in that apartment and how it can be linked to her death.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The East Area Rapist. Just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
We have photos up on our Instagram. Liv the Web Girl, tell us about those today. What are we doing for Murder Monday?
So today for Murder Monday, we're talking about the story of Dolores De La Penna, a 17-year-old that went missing, mm-hmm. and weeks later, part of her body was found. It was revealed after her body was found that summer apartment in Wildwood Crest had become a hub for drug use and drug trafficking. This was very different from the straight-laced life that Dolores led. One of her friends said that many frightening people would constantly stop by the apartment. Although police looked at some of these people that were mentioned, they determined none of them were suspects. And then on July 29th, 1972, 1 week after the discovery of the torso and arms, an elderly man taking his daily walk discovered the legs belonging to Dolores. Both legs were badly decomposed, but the toenail polishes matched the polish of the fingernails that they had found earlier. Mrs. De La Penna had told the police it was her favorite color, and she constantly wore it. The legs were found just 8 miles from where her other body parts were discovered a week before. The police were able to take all the stories they had heard from eyewitnesses and get a better picture of what happened. There was a man that was pretending to work on his car for over an hour, but was really just waiting for Dolores. She was grabbed from behind and immediately went limp. They think she either got choked or struck from behind. The man put her in the car and drove away. It was August at this point, and they had a description of the man, but didn't have much luck in finding a suspect. The case was getting more and more difficult as time went on. Investigators had interviewed 1,526 people in relation with the murder.
That is insane. Yes, I mean, I don't know much about investigating, but I thought you'd be like 105 people. I'm like, well, no, that's a lot of witnesses.
But this is so gruesome. I mean, yes. Body parts found in different locations.
Right. And still the only solid lead they had was the description of the man. Years passed and many leads came up, but then shortly dried up afterwards. Investigators even looked at the possibility of serial killers Ted Bundy and Buffalo Bill, but the both of those were ruled out because the times didn't match up. It's now 1988, and the head of the Philadelphia investigation team listed the murder as unsolved, and the case went cold. It wasn't until 1992 when inmates in a Philadelphia prison came forward with more information. With all of their testimonies, they put together what can be the closest thing to an explanation of what happened the night Dolores went missing. When Dolores was living in the Drug Hub apartment in New Jersey, there was a big shipment of drugs that went missing. Because Dolores was out of town and her other three roommates were scared, they blamed it on her, even though we can rule her out as having any part in this. That's when drug dealers wanted to give her a scare and pay the $200 for the drugs that went missing. They kidnapped her, put her in a garage, sexually assaulted her, and beat her. There were four gang members there all taking part, and one of the men even had a machete. That's when one of the four, who was high on LSD, insisted on him taking part in scaring her next. He attempted to chop off her arm with the machete, but struck too hard and gashed her chest.
Ugh.
He got scared, and that's when he chops off her head, killing her. It's said that she was never meant to die, but the high drug dealer took it too far.
You think?
That's when they dismembered her and cut her limb by limb. And members from a motorcycle gang said they'd help to get rid of her body. It was 1996, and this story had come out, and the police had nine possible suspects. Two were already in jail for murder. Four had already died. So there were only three live and free suspects. The DA said there wasn't enough evidence to issue an arrest warrant because all they had was the testimony from inmates. And all three suspects are still unidentified to the public and remain free from charges for the murder of Dolores De La Penna.
That's just an insane speculation, yes, of how it all would have went down.
The case remains unsolved, and Mr. and Mrs. De La Penna passed away before they could ever see any justice done for the murder of their 17-year-old daughter.
See, I hate these kinds of murder Mondays. First of all, they're gruesome, but like, there's no resolution. We don't actually know officially what happened.
Right.
Nobody has been brought to justice.
Right. So it's still unsolved. No one has ever been arrested or charged for the murder of Dolores.
That is horrible. And that was so grotesque. I was thinking about diving into cupcakes we have here in studio.
Yeah.
And now I don't need them. No, I can't eat them.
It's a little hard to eat breakfast after that.
Yeah.
But if you want to go see a picture of Dolores, we have newspaper articles, pictures of them posted up at our Instagram at Radio Now AM Show.
Live the web, girl. Thank you so much.
That was intense.
I'm about to murder those cupcakes, though. I don't even mind. Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You got myself, Joe, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston, and we got a special guest, actually kind of a friend of the show. She's from Indy. She's been on Radio Now before, and you definitely see her from TV ads all the time for Andy Moore. Give a big warm welcome to Mackenzie.
Hey, you guys. Thanks so much for letting me hang out. This is so fun to be back in my old studio. Dust off my headphones.
Nothing's changed. Yeah, just
literally nothing has changed in this building. I love it. I went to the ladies' room, same. Like, little cafeteria, same. I love it.
Wait, there's a cafeteria here?
Yeah, well, like a little snack.
Oh, okay. Thing. I am so hungry. That sounds so good right now. All right, Mackenzie, I wanted to kind of hear more about this pork chip. I think was telling me about you. You went on a date or something recently?
Yeah.
Something embarrassing happened.
Okay, so I'm new to the dating world. I just went on a first date. I went to dinner with a very nice guy, but it was okay. This is so awkward. So we're talking, we're just sitting down, you know, having dinner, and he mentions something, and he's like, oh, let me show you. So he takes out his cell phone, right? He pulls up his photos, And he's trying to reference something that we were talking about. But the first photo that comes up in his album is a picture of me in my bikini.
Wait, a bikini? Wait, wait, did you send him this photo?
No.
Then how did he have a bikini photo?
He must have screenshot it from like Instagram or from my social media. But it was, I was dying though. Just because it was super awkward. He's like, let me, and then he was like fumbling like, trying to go to the next photo.
Oh no, drop it in the water, drop it in the water.
But it was so weird because that was like the first photo he had and it was just me like he had a screenshot of me in my bikini and it was just pretty awkward.
Did you call him out? Or
no,
did you just like ignore it?
I tried
it?
To be not, because it was, it's just a first dinner. Date, and I didn't want to be weird, but I was kind of like in my mind, I was like, that's interesting.
What do you think he like does with the photo?
No! Oh my gosh. No, I'll tell you what he does with the photo.
He's going on
a first date. So obviously he needs to send screenshots of what she looks like to all of his friends, all of his family. Duh.
Okay. I didn't even think
of that. Yeah. I mean, you perv.
You want to think it's innocent, but it was made for a super awkward moment. I did not call him out, but I was just like, okay, interesting.
Mackenzie, how early into the date did this happen? Like, did you guys just sit down?
It was probably after appetizer, after appetizer, after a cocktail. So it wasn't like, it was kind of in the middle, I would say.
833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. I want to know, this is so embarrassing right here, what's on your phone that if somebody saw it right now, or God forbid you dropped dead today, you'd be like, oh crap, that's super embarrassing.
I'm going to grab producer Porkchop's phone.
No!
Give it to me right now.
No.
I like how Mackenzie just overpowered him.
You might see nudes of me in there. Hold on.
You have nudes on your phone?
I don't think so. I mean, who knows?
You don't delete them after you send them?
I've had my phone since, it's the iPhone 6S.
I have confiscated the phone.
That's what Snapchat is for.
I had it the day it came out.
Mackenzie, if you do find nudes, put them on our Instagram, okay? Radio Now AM show.
The first photo I see is a picture of Porkchop with his cat wrapped around his neck.
Let me see.
Tony was on my neck, on my back.
That was posed.
That's pretty cute. I feel like you might have known I was going to grab your phone and deleted some. I'm going to go back random wild stuff. So we want to know, if someone grabbed your phone or you left it, what would you be mortified that someone might find that's on your phone right now? Is it a text? Is it a picture? What do you have on there that's like so embarrassing? Give us a call, 833-563-2539.
All right, we'll talk to you next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You can join in the conversation, 833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. We got our friend Mackenzie hanging out with us today, and she told a really awkward story about being on, this is a first date, right?
Total first date.
And the guy was trying to show her something they were talking about on his phone, and what's the first photo that pops up? Oh, it's a screenshot from, I guess, your Instagram of you in a bikini, which, it's a nice photo. I also screenshotted it to check it out, just to see what everybody's talking about.
It was just so awkward, because then he's fumbling, like, whoa. And we wanted to know, what's the most embarrassing thing that you have on your phone? But hey, I have an update. I went through producer Porkchop's phone.
No.
Since we played that song, I found two nudes.
No!
Oh my god!
And I found a bunch of hot dudes, one of which he's like, it was a backup dancer.
Wait a minute. You have photos of hot dudes in your phone?
Yeah, there was
Why don't you delete them?
Well, my phone is from forever ago,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know.
Your boyfriend's going to love to hear this later on the podcast.
No, I mean, I wasn't dating him at the time, so like, whatever.
So you still have them?
No, I've got, dude, I don't delete, I don't know.
Tell my wife that later. Like, hey, the nudes I have of this girl on my phone, they're from when we used to date.
So do you delete everyone?
Yes.
Okay, the
answer is yes, or there's a billion apps to where you can hide nude photos. Download one of those. I don't care if you have them in a secret app. I just don't want to see him. Don't make it that obvious for me.
A side note story. So my manager at the steakhouse over the weekend, he was showing me something on his phone, and he went to Facebook, and he started typing something, and I saw, like, he Facebook searched my name, like, two names under. And I was like, awkward. I'll just look the other way.
Yeah. That's what I did. When you see that, you don't want to, I mean, you could call him out, but when it's, like, a new or awkward situation.
Yeah, and he did not friend request me.
Let's go to Jeff this morning. Hey, Jeff, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What's on your phone if we found it? You'd be like, oh, guys, this is awkward.
It's a picture of me and my wife topless.
Wait, you and your wife topless?
Yeah, I kind of blame it on Joe, though. It's Joe's fault because after he married us, you know, a couple months ago at White Castle, we had a pretty wild night.
Man, to be honest, I don't know. I kind of want to see this photo just to see both sets.
There's so many questions I have.
You know what? It's kind of crazy because she's a B and I'm a D, so I'm kind of jealous.
Jeff, I'm in the same boat. I make my wife feel really insecure, but congratulations, and I'm glad to hear you're still married, man. That's awesome. Yeah, I got to marry some people. Mackenzie did a White Castle wedding.
Wow.
Yeah, Jeff.
Is that your first?
No,
or do you do this often?
My second. And as far as I know, they're still legally binding.
Just a little side hustle you got going on, side gig.
I am, man. I'm like, yeah.
And I like that you're proud of your man cans.
Oh, man cans. I never heard of that. I've always called them moves, but man cans. I'm down with that. Daniel, you're on Joe on the Radio 9 Morning Show. What's up?
What's up? Good morning, guys.
Good
so,
morning.
What's on your phone?
A picture of my wife in lingerie.
Ooh. See, I think that's sweet. You have a picture of your wife looking good. You're proud.
Is it hidden?
Yeah, it's like, is it in the camera roll? Where is it at?
It's my background photo. So, like, if you take my phone up and the screenshot on, it would be a picture of her ass in lingerie and fishnet.
So pretty much you're not hiding it. He's like showing it off.
He's like, it's my wallpaper on all my screens.
Now, how big is your wife's butt? Like, is it like the whole, like a second or third of the screen? How much room is it taking up?
Oh, it's from side to side. So it's a pretty zoomed in picture.
Wow.
There you go.
He's proud, though. I think that's actually pretty sweet.
Yeah, she got the booty. So there you go.
That's how Ariana Grande came up with the song, Side to Side, is because... filled up, you know, the booty, side to side. He said side to side at the screen.
I don't think that's too awkward, though. If it was his girlfriend or his side piece, that would be awkward for him.
Definitely. Yeah. Hey, thank you for all the calls. You can take this to our Twitter, Radio Now AM Show. It's a Monday. So glad you're hanging out with us. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Got myself Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston, and a good friend. Actually, Porkchop used to work with her, Mackenzie, but you know her. She used to be on Radio Now back in the day. She's on all the Andy Moore TV commercials if you're in Indy. So so glad to have you here. How's it going today, hanging out playing radio today?
I'm having a blast. I dusted off my old headphones. You guys are so much fun and so welcoming, so thank you.
Well, glad to have you here, and thanks for the cupcakes. Those look incredible. All right, Porkchop doesn't always come with a bunch of things, but he said, hey, I'd like to talk about this, so of course we'll give you some mic time. What do you got, my man?
I found something that you, Joe, might be interested in.
Ooh.
All right, I'm down. Give me more.
There's a bunch of researchers that have found a way to get rid of baldness.
Ooh, I've been bald since I was like 18.
Really?
Well, like my hair was thinning out. We used to all highlight our hair. My mom like...
You highlighted your hair?
Like the top part, like M&M kind of, yeah.
Oh, did you dye it or sun in or what?
My mom put some chemicals in there that burnt. That's why I think like the top part of my hair is missing. I think if she wouldn't have done that, I'd have a full head of hair.
Right. You're like, it's totally my mom's fault.
Right, I'm sure.
I think it is though, because my brother's got a mop on his head.
You've got a good head though. Like not everyone has a great head shape.
I am. I got dropped on it, but it ended up like evening out. So I appreciate that, Mackenzie. Very complimentary this morning. But Porkchop, so you have a cure for baldness?
Yes, but this may only be for the wealthy. It's going to be really, really expensive.
Well, I'm out.
Possibly costing over $10,000. But basically what they're doing is you've heard of stem cell. They're taking stem cells and 3D printing, and the goal is to clone a person's actual hair and then insert it into his or her scalp in unlimited quantities.
That sounds amazing. See, here's my thing, though. I think people know me now. I've only been growing this beard out for like the past 6 months or a year, but for the most part, people since I was 18 or 19 know me as like a guy that shaves his head, so I'm bald. Wouldn't that look weird?
If all of a sudden you had hair? Jeremy Piven was like that. From Entourage, like he went bald and then all of a sudden now he has hair.
And there's all kinds of people. Like Liv, you love the El Presidente, the guy from Barstool Sports.
Yeah, the guy from Barstool. Yeah, Dave Portnoy, he's done it. Also, Tom Brady has done it.
Has he?
There's literally, Tom Brady 1,000% did it. There's so many stars out there. Balding's just not an issue if you're rich anymore.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I am not rich, but 10 grand, I could save that up. We don't need to get a house
Maybe
anymore.
The price will go down if this is kind of like a new thing. But you know what's the weirdest thing? You know like those things that look kind of like spray paint?
Yes.
And the guy, if you have just a little bald spot in men or some women, just But I was like, what if it rains? What if you sweat?
Oh my gosh, what happens?
Hop in a pool.
My dad, when we were little, he was coaching our soccer team and he had an assistant coach and he had never met him before, but it was just like one of the daughter's dads who wanted to help out. And he clearly, it was so obvious, he had his hair dyed. And then it started raining. And my dad said he had hair dye dripping down his face and like staining the side of his face. And my dad didn't say anything because my dad was like, I don't know this man. Like, that's so awkward.
You got to point that out. That's like a booger hanging out. Now, I want to throw this question out to everybody listening. And I want you guys to be honest, too.
Just the same.
833-563-2539. If you know me, Joe, and you guys kind of know me a little bit here, too. Do you think if I had the 10 grand, this is like available tomorrow, would you be cool with me having hair, or should I stay bald? Because I've always heard like bald is beautiful and women find it sexy. Liv the Web Girl saying absolutely not. 833-563-2539. Why would I not grow my hair out?
I don't know. I just feel like
I've always wanted to style
it. You've got
it.
The beard. You've got, I don't know. I just think bigger men sometimes look better without hair.
You've always wanted to style it. You've always wanted to have like a mop of
Mackenzie,
hair.
Mackenzie, I'm going to try to multitask. I'm going to try to show you a photo of my brother Bob. I think everybody here on the show has seen him. But my brother Bob.
I haven't.
You have not? Okay, I'll show you
too. He's got good hair?
He does. I'm going to find a photo where you can actually see his hair kind of doing something.
It's kind of like your thing though, Joe.
Is
I know,
it my
I
thing
think so
or my
too.
Curse?
I think it's too late. I think it is too late to come back and do that. That's why guys need to be preventative about it. If
and
you're
my brother's
balding,
skinnier than me. He's not a big fatty, but that's my brother like fishing.
If you're,
oh, he's got good hair.
He looks good.
He's got good hair. Right.
If you're balding, girl, you have to be preventative. Yeah, okay, yeah, he has hair.
Yeah, he's got like a mop on his head and he has it to
the
side.
I wouldn't say mop. That's a little drastic. He's got a normal head of
compared
hair.
Compared to me, I've got like a Swiffer.
You know what you should do? You should wear a wig or something to test the waters. Toupee? Test it out for a toupee for a week.
You know what's funny of why Porkchop brought this up? I think we should be talking about Porkchop doing this procedure.
He's answering phones right now.
His hair is thinning out really bad. Yeah. It's transparent. You can see
on
the light shining.
Yes, really.
On the back.
Look at it from the side,
yeah,
and
the
you can see the light shining through it because it's so thin. He either needs to go bald or he needs to do this procedure.
Is that a guy's biggest fear?
1,000%.
Well, at first it scared me, but I remember it'd be like in high school, I'm like, oh crap, my hair's thinning out, but there's hair in my back. What is this?
William, places I don't want.
My ear. William, hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you think? Should I get like this hair procedure done?
Yeah, I think you should get the procedure done, but I mean, there's other ways you can do it. You know, I'm not trying to promote like one specific product, but my mom actually sells this stuff called Monet hair products.
And, yeah, that's like a multi-level marketing thing. I've got a ton of girls from my college that do that.
Yeah, and it actually works. Yeah, I've seen a bunch of pictures, and you know, I would do it myself. You know,
is it the same kind of stuff
down,
though?
Joe, like, but I have plenty of hair.
Oh, you're not putting me down. It's cool. I got plenty of hair. I bet I could outback hair you all day, William. But no, thanks for calling in. But I'm wondering if it's the same thing Liv was talking about, your dad's friend that had the hair, like the spray stuff, or Mackenzie mentioned.
I do not want that. What he's talking about is actually just like shampoo and conditioner, but it's a company that first got found because they would help patients who had gone through chemo and who were balding help repair their scalps. Like the shampoo and conditioner would help repair their scalps and like the burnt like follicles on their head from the chemotherapy. And now it's just like a giant multi-level marketing, almost pyramid scheme-esque
company. I'm not going to believe, though, if you just shampooed and conditioned, you're going to have like a full head of hair. I feel like if you had to do it, you got to do the whole deal, some transplants.
It's like, yeah, Joe, you're doing it wrong. If you just would have used the shampoo and conditioner magically. I remember being
you might have little sprouts, but I don't think you're going to have like luscious long locks.
If you have any thoughts on this, hit us up. Radio Now AM Show on Twitter.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B took to social media to share her thoughts on police violence and how she thinks it relates back to President Trump.
All right, so every single time I see a black man get killed or mistreated by the police, right? I just keep saying, like, nobody cares, nobody cares. And it's just like, I stopped saying that because it's like, nobody do care. Nobody cares. He don't care. At least when Obama was president, Obama always used to give a statement letting us know that he feels like it's wrong. I know he sees it, and he don't give not one.
She went on asking her followers to get educated about the 2020 presidential candidate so they can get someone better in office. Nicole Snooki Palizzi of Jersey Shore fame posted on her Instagram page a photo of her sipping a glass of red wine while holding her third child, almost two-month-old son, Angelo, who's drinking from a bottle of milk that she is momentarily not touching. Snooki wrote, "What's mom life with two kids and a newborn? This. Hashtag mom juice. Hashtag I am a good mom, I swear," which I thought was really funny. Comments included, "You're not supposed to drink alcohol if you're breastfeeding your baby." Someone else said, "You're not a mom." Snooki clapped back and said, "I allow myself to have a few glasses once a week to stay sane with three kids. I do what's necessary to clean my milk for my baby. Let a mama live and keep being 17.
Yeah, let's stop mom shaming. Yeah.
Exactly.
People are so hard on everybody else. It's like,
right.
If I was a baby, I'd be like, go ahead, mom, get that margarita.
Yes, right. Wine time, mommy juice, all real things.
According to the Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention, a baby is not going to be harmed by consuming breast milk from a mother who consumes one drink a day, especially if she waits at least 2 hours after drinking it to nurse.
To be fair, though, who only has one drink a day?
Well, you come on. Even when you're pregnant, some doctors say that you can have a small, and it's debatable, of course, but glass of red wine.
Yeah, like, that's what I've heard, too.
So it to each her own.
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner's dog Waldo was hit by a car and killed in New York City in freak accident. The Alaskan Klee Kai, I believe is the dog kind of species name, escaped from his leash while out with a dog walker after a pedestrian scared him. That's when the pup ran into the street and was hit by the car and was killed.
That's horrible.
The newlyweds adopted Waldo in April 2018 after adopting his brother first. I mean, how sad. They had that dog in their wedding.
Can you imagine being that dog walker and you come back with, like, just the leash?
No.
You don't come back at all. You just run away.
Yeah, you escape. You get on a plane and you don't
come
back.
She knows Khaleesi. Get out of here.
Sad.
One of Ariana Grande's friends posted an Instagram picture of a magazine with JonBenet Ramsey on the cover and the caption, "No one has done more covers." Ariana replied, "I can't wait for this to be your Halloween look." If you don't know, JonBenet Ramsey was an American child beauty queen who was killed at the age of 6 in her family's home in Boulder, Colorado in 1996. Ariana Grande deleted her reply and apologized on Twitter days later. Someone commented and said, "Wait, what? An 8-year-old girl who was violently killed, strangled, and suffocated cannot be anyone's costume." Ariana replied to others and said, "Yeah, no, I deleted it very quickly and understand that it's not at all funny. This was out of pocket and I sincerely apologize."
That is okay.
Is a PR person going to work ASAP and
but
saying,
"I don't
take
even like
down.
To judge people, Mackenzie, but it's just basic stuff like, yeah, you don't do that. Like common sense, you wouldn't do that."
No,
you don't
I remember need a PR I went to a to Halloween party after the Crocodile Hunter, the accident. Someone
Steve
dressed
Irwin.
As Steve Irwin with an attached stingray. And I was just like, that is such poor taste.
Oh, okay. Costume idea canceled. Here, okay. All right, Live the Web Girl with the Garbage. Thank you so much. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. I want to go around the room and introduce everybody. It's rude when you don't say hello. So my name is Joe. Hi. We got Liv the Web Girl. What up, Liv?
Hello.
Producer Pork Chop. What are you doing, man?
Producing.
Looks like you're giving yourself a wedgie over there. Mackenzie, that voice you hear laughing right there. When you used to work with Pork Chop, you worked with him in Portland.
Yes.
Did he used to have his butt crack hanging out all the time? Because we see that guy's butt all the time. Any position, there's always butt hanging out.
Really?
Yes.
Actually, when I was in Portland working with Mackenzie, I had my own studio, so I was actually just pantsless the whole time.
Yeah, he never had pants on, so wow. You're kind of actually lucky here, I would say.
Well, the amount of butt crack I've seen, I don't think it can be unseen. All right, so...
He's traumatized.
Out of all these sweet people here that you're hearing talking this morning, who this weekend got busted for shoplifting?
The old five-finger discount.
Yep, Sticky Finger McGee.
Uh-oh.
That's what Grandma used to say. Who was Sticky Fingers?
I don't think it was me. I bought some disc golfs, but I actually bought them and used my debit card.
Okay. I don't know. Mackenzie, you seem really nice, but then again, that's how you do it. It's like, oh, she'd never steal, but she's like putting it in her purse. And Liv the Web Girl, maybe you were drunk. Did you do anything drunk?
I mean, I'm trying to think back now. I was in a gas station drunk, but I think I paid for all of the chasers that we bought.
Okay, before I share the story, because I'm the person that's guilty of doing this.
Dun, dun, dun. It was Joe.
I want to know from you at 833-563-2539. What did you maybe accidentally steal or shoplift? Because if you did it on purpose, obviously you knew what you were doing. I didn't mean to do this, but I got the full riot act as if like I was some hardened criminal. I dislike producer Porkchop, headed out this weekend, and my wife took my car. She went out of town, and her car is kind of getting old and beat up, so I let her do that. Inside of that car had my disc golf. It's kind of like if you have golf clubs for golf, these are like the discs you throw to hit your target.
Right.
So I had to go buy like a little cheap starter set for like $30 or something. So
okay.
I had to go out to like a Dick's Sporting Goods because Walmart didn't have it, a Target didn't have it. So I'm driving all around town, and it's like 8 o'clock, and this is pathetic. I didn't leave house my house that day on Saturday. I was so slothy until like 7 at night.
Slothy. So I like that.
So I was slothy and I was tired and I was moving slow and I was like in a brain fog. So I go up to a two-level store. I come back out. I go to the bottom and the registers are right there because it's attached to a mall. And I don't know what was in me. And I knew I had to go there, but I just started going out towards the exit where I was. Maybe I thought I'd pay out that way. But I walk out the door. Their security system works. It's like,
So at that moment, sheer panic? Or what are you thinking?
Oh, yeah. I'm like,
oh, crap.
But I honestly was so oblivious to what was happening. Like, why is it going off?
What's happening?
Who's stealing?
Is it just this merchandise I have in my pocket? I don't know.
Yeah, and then it wasn't because of me, but they actually had the security, like people that drive around the lot. They were there, and they look at me, and they put it in park and get out, and they're like, stop. I'm like, I am stopping. I don't know what's going on. And then three employees come out.
Dang.
And like nobody's tackling me.
Put your hands up.
Yeah, but it's like, don't do anything. I'm sorry. But they're like, did you pay for that? I'm like, no. And of course, like who would, like everybody would say like, oh, I forgot. Like that's
right,
the most believable shoplifter story in the world.
Just act dumb.
Well, I'm very good at acting dumb. But I have like this little box. It's a starter kit with like three discs in there. Then I have like one little like frisbee I'm holding with my hand. It's like...
So do they detain you? What happens next?
They didn't detain me, but they escorted me back in. And then the guy put it in park, his little security thing. He came in there. I guess they're quick. I thought they'd be slower. They had a security person like inside that was monitoring cameras.
Yeah.
And he came out there too. And they gave me like 100 questions. They didn't take me into a dark, desolate room. But I was like, holy crap. Like, I swear this was an accident.
What was your defense? Like, I just forgot.
I said, I'm like, man, my head's all foggy. So then they're probably like, oh, this guy's high on drugs, you know? Like, we'd have to pee in a cup or something.
Like, they're already judging you because you're playing frisbee golf.
I ended up going up to the register. I paid for everything.
Do they upcharge you or, you know, you just still pay?
It felt like it was so freaking expensive. I'm the cheapest guy in the world. No, but I just... I don't know what's going on. Like, I had the whole day to rest, but I still, like, my brain was so foggy.
How did they leave you then? Did they say, never come back in the store?
No, they didn't say that, but, like, they legit, like, did not buy it at first. I'm like, I have it. I have a card. And it just sounded like a typical person that shoplifts that would say, like, oh, I forgot to pay, but I did. But, like, it just, like, everybody's looking at me in the store. Like, it's like the walk of shame to go pay. And I'm sure there's, like, little moms like, see that big bald man? He's a thief. Don't be like him.
You realize you tarnished the whole show by doing this.
Oh, I've tarnished the show before.
Because,
this is nothing new.
I'm sure there was someone that recognized you and was like, oh, my gosh, Joe from the morning show on Radio Now is a shoplifter, too. Everyone knows you're the cheapest person in the entire world.
I'm not that cheap.
I just learned that today.
Kind of make sense that you would try to steal something.
I would never steal something again.
To me, this story makes sense just because it's a classic Joe move. Like, I could see this. I could see you just, no offense, like... airheadedlessly just walking out of the
store, but you're stupid
without remembering to pay.
No, totally though, he's right. But this happened to me one time too, Joe.
You just walked out without paying?
Yes, and it was the scariest thing of my entire life. And I was in like a grocery store in Hilton Head Island when I was on vacation with my family. It was me and my older sister, and we just went there to get some things. And we wanted to buy the movie Anchorman. And I put it underneath my armpit to hold it because I had other things in my hand. So we went to the register. We put all of our stuff down. The movie is still underneath my armpit, and I'm not even realizing it. Because that's where I hold like either like my purse or my phone or something. And when I was walking out, I realized that Anchorman, the movie, was underneath my armpit. We had not paid. We had bags full of stuff. And I just told my sister, go.
So you go
to the car.
Go back to the car.
No, we were so scared. We didn't want to get in trouble. I was like 14 at the time, or like 15 at the time. And I was like, make it to the car. And we like got in the car and she was like, what's going on? And I was like, I accidentally stole Anchorman. And she like whipped it out of the parking lot because we were so terrified.
Wait, you never took it back?
No, we were so scared. So now we own Anchorman, which is kind of dope because that's a great movie. But yeah, I was too scared to say anything.
I've done it on purpose just because I don't have patience for really long lines. I can't stand it. And I was in rush and I just wanted to buy some gum. And the line, I kid you not, it was like at a quick convenience store. It was like 15 people long. And I just literally put a $5 down and I was like, thanks. And I overpaid. And I was like, it is worth it not to have to wait in this line. And they're like, excuse me, miss. And I left. So technically I paid, but I didn't have time.
Yeah, you're not a criminal. You act all like you're hardened, like you've done something bad. Get out of here.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
All right, let's get into it this morning here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. A New Mexico woman told a Sonic fast food server, which, by the way, I gotta love me some Sonic.
Yes.
She said, this one's on God. What does that mean? Well, they asked her to pay. She's like, no. This one's taken care of.
That's genius.
I've never thought of that before.
We should all try to use that today, like just somewhere.
See what we can get.
See who can get something.
Oh my god! Okay, we can do that. We can
call challenge.
We can call it the God's Plan Challenge. I know it's different than what Drake originally intended, but why not? They asked for payment, and then she ended up fleeing the restaurant with her order. Here's what happened: she pulled up to the drive-thru on her bicycle and ordered a meal. After telling the server that God would pick up her tab, the server replied, "That's not how this works." Sorry, yeah. That's not what we do. The server gave her the meal after allegedly being threatened by her. So it's a good idea. You don't want any violence there at the Sonic. The server called the cops. She was found eating the meal in a nearby park. She was charged with felony robbery, which will most likely be reduced to a petty misdemeanor of under $250. It looks like, surprisingly, she might get out of this whole thing. Like, I feel bad for people if you're starving and you're hungry, but
that's
not God's plan.
That was very... I wonder how many times that excuse has been given and if it does, in fact, work.
Yeah, has anybody ever heard that at a restaurant?
Because everyone says, you know, God's got me, you know, don't worry, it's all good when you have your worries, and she actually applied that to trying to pay
it's
a bill,
biblical.
Which isn't good.
It's biblical. I think it's in the Bible. If you don't have enough money, it's in there. It's like Timothy something, 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 thou shalt payeth for my meal. No, I don't know.
You're just totally making that up.
I'm making that up right now. That's your dummy of the day here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
If you're feeling good, say
it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. I got Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston, Texas, and hanging out with us today, a good friend of the show. She's been on Radio Now before, like back in the day, and also you see on TV ads all the time. Mackenzie, how are you?
Yes, I'm so good.
What an unflattering introduction.
What do you mean? Oh, you know what? Dude, forget you.
Back in the day.
No, so I started my radio career at Radio Now. So
I'm talking like
fun
five, 10 years ago. Jeez.
Mackenzie's younger than you, man.
This is fun to be here. No, nothing's changed. I think that's the fun thing. Like, the bathrooms are exactly the same. It's fun when you used to work somewhere and you come back. So thanks for letting me hang out in studio.
Yeah, we're glad you're here. You're here all week, at least we think you are. We'll see how today goes. You may not want to come back. Now,
on and done. See you guys later.
Now, we are all about competition here on the show. So I didn't tell you about this. We're going to do Monday Motivation Positive Stories.
Okay. This is right up my alley.
Okay, good.
I love it.
All I want you to do today, because I didn't prep you in time to have you grab a story, I want you to listen to all these stories, and I want you to decide who has the best story for a Monday.
Okay, done.
It could be your criteria, okay?
Okay.
I'm totally going to win this.
I'm going to see who motivates me the most.
Totally going to win this one. All right,
let's
here we go. A 6-year-old in Denver opened up a lemonade stand to raise enough money to take his mom on a date after his father passed away.
Brady, I already love this.
I knew I'd win. Brady Campbell's father passed away a few weeks ago after a battle with stage 4 colon cancer. Brady said he and his dad came up with the idea for a lemonade stand to take my mom on a date. That's what he said. Because I didn't have enough money and I wanted to pay, so I did it. Now, the day after his father passed away, his six-year-old, his son actually followed through on the promise to take care of his mama. His neighbors and friends came on by, and then the crowd caught the attention of a Denver police officer. Once he heard Brady's story and why he was doing this lemonade stand, he made a little call on the police radio to call out all the other first responders. A few minutes later, you had fire trucks rolling up, you had police cars rolling up, ambulances, and the whole neighborhood was there, and they all came on through. At the end of the day, Brady had raised $244, so he's definitely going to be taking mom out for a nice nice dinner right there. I can't imagine being that young and to be that composed and that smart and just being such a good kid. So that's my Monday motivation. You don't have to declare me the winner yet, Mackenzie, but Live the Web Girl, what do you got for a Monday motivation?
I can't believe we're turning this into a winning and losing thing.
Stop losing. Start saying.
I mean, it's really a win-win-win.
Right. Okay, so I am talking about a story and a group of teenagers all decided to do something really great in the state of Oregon. So they're all from Oregon, and they're all part of their student council. So there were 30 students that traveled from all over the state of Oregon to meet together to talk about how they can better their schools. And instead of talking about doing like better school lunches or having more days off or things like that, they had real conversations about what they were seeing in their peers in school. They were seeing a lot more suicide, a lot more violence, people acting different because their mental health was not okay. And they realized it is totally open and normal to talk about your physical health in school. If you have a broken bone or if you have a fever, things like that, you're allowed to take days off. But mental health is not talked about. Even like sexuality health is talked about. You even have health classes where you learn about things like that. But mental health is not talked about. And they wanted to change a conversation and change a dialogue because of the rise of suicide in the state of Oregon. It is the second most deadliest thing to kids age 10 to 35.
Wow.
So they decided to make a change, and they spoke with the governors. They spoke with people in Senate in Oregon. They spoke with mayors, all of these people, because they wanted to get it passed, a bill passed, to where now kids can take mental health days instead of like having to fake sick, so they can get themselves checked out and take it upon themselves to help them.
I think that is awesome. Mental health, it's a real issue. And Oregon, yes, having lived there for 4 years, they are on the forefront of mental health issues.
Exactly. And so they even, like, these teenagers saw an issue and they went to their state officials to get it done.
I love that.
Thank you, Liv.
Very cool.
Pork chop, what do you got today?
Motivate us.
There is a mother that lives in one of the poorest counties in Arkansas. The name of the town is Alma. Luckily, she's very blessed, and she went to Payless to buy shoes for her daughter's friend, because her daughter's friend was, you know, very poor. They had no money, and the mom was like, you know what, let's get your friend new shoes. So they went to the Payless, got the new shoes, and then kind of as a joke, the mom said, how much would it cost for me to buy all the shoes in the store?
Stop!
Because, no, like, way.
Paylesses are starting to close down, so they're slightly discounted. And then nothing happened, right? She left. And then I guess she came back some other time and she saw the same manager, and he was like, hey, by the way, I figured out how much it would cost. And next thing you know, the lady ended up buying all the shoes in the store.
It sounds like a girl's dream.
For the children.
I am lighting up inside. For the children.
Cheating. The children.
Cheating.
You guys, I'm sorry. I have to give it to Pork Chop. They're having huge shoes for kids. Oh, I mean, dude. I love them all.
This is inside baseball. I should have knew we'd be set up with this. This is bold.
I love the date story, and I love the teenagers, but
she bought nearly 1,500 pairs of shoes, and I did some simple math, multiplied it by, what, 30? That's $4,500.
That's incredible, though.
Dang.
Did I say 4,500? I meant 45,000. Excuse me.
What is she doing in Arkansas to make that kind of money?
Yeah, right? I don't know. Oh, she said her husband was freaking out, but then it was like, oh, it's for a good cause. It's okay.
How sweet would it be like, I'm just going to take everything in the store. Pack it up.
Yeah, that's pretty baller right there. Balls. That's a boss move.
That is cool. But you guys, they were all very motivational.
There you go.
Nice work.
There we go. That is your Monday motivation. You check it out online. Way to go. Wow. It was rough, but we made it. Sounds like a flight attendant or a captain right there.
It was rough.
We made it through today. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Got myself. You got Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, Mackenzie. thank you so much for hanging out with us today. And some people are like, wait, is that the Mackenzie from like those Andy Moore commercials? Yeah, she also used to be on the air here on Radio Now not too long ago.
This is my home of radio for me, so it's super fun to be back. And I was just kidding. It has been rough. It's been great. You guys are so fun and welcoming.
Are you actually willing to come back? We were talking about having you in here for a few more days, but I don't know if you want to come back.
Do I have to sit by Porkchop?
No.
I just play. So Porkchop and I work together on the West Coast. I adore him. I would love to come back and hang out. Yes.
Yay.
You guys are so much fun.
Can you bring more cupcakes since he ate all of them?
Do you want another kind of snack? Should I surprise you, like mix it up tomorrow?
No, because Liv's going to like want something like, can you give us celery and hummus?
No, I'm not. One, do not feel pressured to bring us a snack because Joe is asking you to.
Liv.
And when I first started here, he would get me to get him coffee like all of the time, even when I wouldn't even be going upstairs. So don't feel pressured by Joe.
Liv doesn't know what the word kindness is. Like,
I mean, if she wants to out of the kindness of her heart, then absolutely.
Listen, when you're bottom totem pole, you got to work your way up.
Oh my gosh.
It's part of paying your dues, you millennials. I don't have to do that kind of stuff.
I love this one. You guys are like brother and sister. I love it. And then the peacemaker pork chop over here.
Oh, he is. Guys.
Yeah, he loves to play Switzerland. Loves it. He really is.
It's his favorite country. So what's everybody got going on today? I live the web girl. What are you doing?
I actually have my first like set of auditions today for Cycle Bar, becoming an instructor.
I am dying to try Cycle Bar because I did some cycle stuff out on the West Coast. Yeah. And I haven't tried it here yet.
You absolutely have to. So I work at the one at Trader's Point.
Okay.
But I'm going to be over at the one at Carmel today at 1 o'clock to do my little audition. I'm going to have like another instructor record it. So I'm super nervous about that. I'm just excited to get it over with.
Lights on or lights off? How do you teach? Is it like dark with like candles?
It's dark,
stuff?
But there's going to be a spotlight on me.
Spotlight.
And I'm going to have the microphone on everything, like instructing the class.
She's got like an empty room microphone.
Yes. So I've got that going on. And then I also just work at Cycle Bar later tonight. So that's
cool.
It.
What do you got going on, Pork Chop?
I have nothing going on. I have no Sullivan Steakhouse tonight. I do tomorrow night, though. I was thinking, aren't me and you getting lunch, Mackenzie, right?
Sure.
We are?
Yeah, sure.
Wow. New hanging out this week, and you're already getting on the hook for his lunch. Congratulations.
I'm happy to take you to lunch. That'd be so much fun.
Yeah.
I'm unpacking. I don't know if you're one of those people that unpacks right after a trip, but yes. I just got back from the weekend, and I unpacked like two things. So I'm going to unpack, I'm going to take a nap, get some food, and... yeah, have a day.
I'm psycho. Like, I unpack the night I get back.
Some people have to.
I have to, because if you're the person that lives out of your suitcase for like a month after, ooh, not compatible. Hi, Lindsay, my wife. How you doing?
Oh, dang. Well, Way to call her out.
There's two types of people. People that have to unpack and people that let it linger.
Let it linger. I let other things linger. I got therapy today, so that'll be cool. I'll solo that up and go do my thing. So other than that, I think I'm just chilling. I think we're supposed to get rain later on tonight or this afternoon, so be aware of that. That's your weather forecast here from meteorologist Joe. But that means I got to cut my grass. I'm like an old married man already, and I'm not even that old. What the heck happened?
I'm proud of you for going to therapy.
Well, thank you. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. All the juicy stuff we bring up, I'll cry.
Awesome.
Cry into your laps, everybody.
Aww.
All right, listen, we can't do any of that, though, unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and Mackenzie hanging out with us today, let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.